Among the many missed opportunities dissected at this week's 9/11 Commission hearings was the investigation of Khalid al-Mihdhar and Nawaf al-Hazmi. They were two of the hijackers on the flight that hit the Pentagon, and the details of their story reveal a lot about what was wrong with U.S. intelligence before September 11th and what needs to be fixed to prevent future attacks. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Our story begins in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in January 2000. According to 9/11 Commission staff reports, the CIA got word that at least four suspected al-Qaeda terrorists, including Mihdhar and Hazmi, were getting together for a meeting. The CIA sprang into action, working with Malaysian intelligence to photograph the suspects and track them through the city. So far, so good. But on January 8th, three of the men hopped on a plane to Bangkok, and the trail went cold. 9/11 Commissioner Tim Romer asked Kofor Black, who was in charge of the CIA's counter-terrorist center at the time, how it was allowed to happen.
You failed to follow those three people. To me, that's like a sheriff in a local town finding some people on the border of Indiana that are suspected murderers, letting them go across the border in Michigan, and not alerting anybody. What happened? Where did we let down the guard here from Kuala Lumpur to Bangkok that then let two of these hijackers into the United States?
Black had a simple answer.
What happened was that when the targets departed Kuala Lumpur and went to Bangkok, the advisory information, the alert to the people downrange in Bangkok did not arrive in time, got there late.
In fact, the 9/11 Commission staff says there's no evidence anyone tried to track the three men after they disappeared into the streets of Bangkok. Fast forward now to the summer of 2001. Threat reports were surging. As CIA Director George Tenet put it, the system was blinking red. An FBI official, detailed to the CIA, was asked to go through the Malaysia file once again, in her free time. She started on July 24th. And immediately found a report of Mihdhar's visa application for the U.S. Next, she found a cable noting that Hazmi had flown to Los Angeles in January 2000, after the Malaysia meeting. She started trying to find Mihdhar. And in late August 2001, both Mihdhar and Hazmi were finally put on a watch list of foreigners barred from entering the United States. By then, they were already here. The commission staff believes that finding them sooner could have disrupted the 9/11 plot. Here's staff member Barbara Gruey reading from the report.
Both Hazmi and Mihdhar could have been held for various immigration violations or as material witnesses in the Cole bombing case. Investigation or interrogation of these individuals and their travel and financial activities also may have yielded evidence of connections to other participants in the 9/11 plot. In any case, the opportunity did not arise.
The tale of Nawaf al-Hazmi and Khalid al-Mihdhar illuminates at least two major problems with the way U.S. intelligence services operated before 9/11. First, the CIA and the FBI weren't talking to each other. CIA Director Tenet told the 9/11 Commission, "We made mistakes.
All of us took little action to create a common arena of criminal and intelligence data that we could all access. Most profoundly, we lacked a government-wide capability to integrate foreign and domestic knowledge, data, operations, and analysis."
If the FBI and CIA weren't sharing information with each other, the picture was even bleaker inside the FBI itself. The staff report details how an FBI agent in New York who had relevant counterterrorism experience tried to help when the alert about Mihdhar went out. But it was decided that the hunt for Mihdhar was a case for FBI intelligence officers, and that knowledge from criminal investigators, like the New York agent, couldn't be pooled with intelligence information. Attorney General John Ashcroft testified this week about the legal barrier known as the wall.
Because of the wall, FBI headquarters refused to allow criminal investigators who knew the most about recent al-Qaeda attacks to join the hunt for suspected terrorists. At that time, a frustrated FBI investigator wrote headquarters, and I'm quoting, "Someday someone will die, and wall or not, the public will not understand why we were not more effective in throwing every resource we had at certain problems."
In the end, the search for Mihdhar was assigned to a junior FBI agent in New York. It was his first counterterrorism case. After checking criminal records, he sent an email to the Bureau's L.A. office asking it to begin a search. That message was sent on September 11th, 2001. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.